Researchers say there is a lot we don't know about marijuana. How does it really affect our brains, for example? Researchers have tried to study pot and the potential effects of ingesting or smoking it, but because marijuana is illegal at the federal level, the studies aren't as complete as the researchers would like them to be. Now the state Senate has passed a bill that could pave the way for more complex marijuana research. There's just one catch, though. For federally funded research institutes like the University of Washington, the researchers still need to get federal approval. Roger Rothman is University of Washington Professor Emeritus. He was part of a UW task force that created the university's policy on marijuana research. He says this state bill is a first step in the hope to better understand marijuana.
An applicant can apply to grow marijuana for research purposes, to possess it for research purposes, to study the plant's composition, to study its use in clinical phase studies, like with animals and then with humans, to study its medical use. And that's great because we don't otherwise have a license capacity in our state for growing marijuana for research purposes. However, the federal law still stands.
I was just going to ask you that the state doesn't have the authority to circumvent the federal law, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Huh. So when that task force that I was on submitted its draft to the vice provost, we recommended that the state universities here and in Colorado, at that point there were just two states that had legalized marijuana, that they come together and go to the federal Department of Justice and seek clarification from the Attorney General. Would the Attorney General issue a guidance that essentially would say, if marijuana is grown for research purposes and studied under peer-reviewed procedures, in other words, their scientific merit has been decided, would the Department of Justice essentially not penalize the state universities in Colorado or Washington for violating federal laws? So far as I know, Marcy, that inquiry has not yet been made, or if it has been made, it's not yet been responded to by the Attorney General.
It's sort of a catch-22 as I speak with you, because this is a drug that is legal for recreational use in the states of Washington, Colorado, and other places around the country. So the fact that federally funded institutions can't research it, what's been the impact on the body of knowledge about marijuana and its effects?
We have an enormous gap. So, you know, if you or I get ill and we go to see a physician, physician prescribes a medication, the pharmacy dispenses the medication. Behind that is an enormous amount of research on safety and effectiveness, typically first with animals, then with humans under very controlled conditions, and eventually it's deemed as a safe medication to administer to you or to me. In the medical marijuana industry, we have word of mouth. We have an ersatz pharmaceutical knowledge base entirely divorced from the science of safety and effectiveness that conventional medications go through. So we really need laws such as Senator Cole Wells and her colleagues have submitted. And we need to see researchers studying purple kush for the treatment of lower back pain and train wreck.
These are the names of marijuana.
The products in medical marijuana dispensaries.
Well, on that topic, the state Senate, Republican-controlled state Senate, just passed a bill that okays post-traumatic stress disorder as a condition that qualifies somebody for a medical marijuana prescription. So essentially, this body of lawmakers has endorsed medical pot as a treatment for this condition. A PTSD researcher we spoke with recently says there is no evidence to support the fact that PTSD would, or a condition could be helped by smoking medical marijuana, and maybe it's the last thing that somebody needs. So from your vantage point, what does this bill actually do? It's headed to the state house now.
Bottom line is we don't know nearly enough about marijuana or cannabis products and PTSD. that we would know if it were had gone through the same process of studying and approving as safe and effective medications that you or I could be prescribed. However, there are different levels of evidence, and now there is a very compelling body of anecdotal evidence of people who have had PTSD, have experienced using cannabis in one form or another, and found that it gave them relief. And, you know, the whole history of legislation in the states that have enacted medical marijuana laws is a history based on compassion rather than science. It's based on very credible people saying, look, I've tried this. I heard about it from my aunt or my uncle, my son, my father told me about it. I tried it. It helped me. But why make me a criminal for trying to take care of myself, perhaps even trying to avoid dying or severe disability? And you know, that compassion is I think it's a really – it's a good thing. But it's time. It's way past time for us to move beyond the need for just compassion and to move to solid science on these issues.
If the license for researchers was authorized at the state level, and if there was some guarantee that the feds wouldn't crack down and withdraw all of the University of Washington's federal funding, what would that mean for Washington State's position when it came to marijuana research? What kind of information might be generated here that would be of international significance?
Yeah, and it would be enormously significant, because what we'd essentially be doing with the passage of this state law and the federal government saying they're going to stand aside, we would be creating the possibility for replicating the normal pharmaceutical testing for safety and effectiveness. Now, this law doesn't fund the research. Mm. But it permits organizations with funding to apply to the state for a license to grow marijuana for research purposes, to possess it for research purposes, to conduct the research. And there would be a good number of people with an incentive to pour money into this, because marijuana as a medicine is a big dollar money-making scheme.
Roger Rothman's a professor emeritus in the School of Social Work at the University of Washington.